I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, November 8th. There is another proposal for a new condo building across from the Adams Birthplaces in South Quincy. Marina Bay Management Services of Quincy is proposing a four-story, nine-unit building with 18 parking spaces at 10 Independence Avenue, the site of Quincy Auto Tech. A similar proposal from a different developer was withdrawn after residents expressed concern about the height of the building and traffic and parking impacts. The current proposal is nearly identical, except there are five fewer parking spaces. The proposal will be presented to the Quincy Planning Board on November 20th. Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash will host a community meeting about the new plan next Wednesday at 6 p.m. at McKay's Breakfast and Lunch on Franklin Street. A new monument dedicated to those who served in the Persian Gulf, Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Global War on Terror will be dedicated at Mount Wollaston Cemetery in Quincy on Saturday at 10 a.m. Veterans will parade along Coddington Street to the new memorial, and then comments will be offered by retired generals Joseph Dunford and James McConville of Quincy, Quincy Veterans Services, Quincy Police Color Guard, and the Quincy North Quincy High School Band will participate in the program. And then the annual Veterans Day parade and ceremony in Quincy will be held on Monday. Veterans will march from Quincy High School at 10:30 and will travel along Hancock Street. A wreath will be placed at the World War I Doughboy statue, and the parade will continue to the World War II Memorial in Marymount Park for an 11 a.m. ceremony. Retired Colonel James Crowell will serve as the keynote speaker. In the event of inclement weather, the ceremony will be held in the gym at Quincy High School at 11 a.m. Former Quincy Ward 2 Councilor Brad Crowell and Quincy Chamber of Commerce President Tim Cahill will host an event to bring awareness to the importance of kidney donations at Alba Restaurant and Quincy Center next Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Dove, Donor Outreach for Veterans, will also participate in the event and speak about their efforts to find kidney donors for veterans. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office will hold a House to House for Heroes event in Braintree on Saturday. Volunteers will be visiting the homes of veterans to provide them with information about benefits they can receive for housing assistance, health care, and employment opportunities. Volunteers will gather at the Public Safety Complex at 9:30 Saturday morning and then return for a cookout at noon. Reminder, buses are replacing MBTA Red Line trains between Broadway and North Quincy through Sunday for track maintenance. Riders may also use the commuter rail for free between Braintree, Quincy Center, JFK, UMass, and South Station during the shutdown. Well, the emerald ash borer has come to Quincy. The invasive insect has been detected in ash trees across the city, prompting the removal of at least 70 trees across Quincy. Tree warden Daniel Cathcart says at least 40 trees had to be removed from Marina Bay, 17 from Albertina Road, and 12 off Adams Street. Recently, several more trees were cut down from the Baxter Avenue, Ruggles, and Edinburgh Street areas in Quincy Point. The beetle poses a significant threat to ash trees and has destroyed millions of trees across the country. Cathcart says that all the trees that had to be removed will be replanted next year. A dead minke whale washed up in a coastal South Shore town and has since been removed. The deceased minke whale that washed up in Hull will now be taken so scientists and researchers can conduct a necropsy and learn about its life and death, according to Whale, Dolphin, and Conservation. The whale will be buried so that the tide does not wash it back on shore. State officials are urging residents across Massachusetts to conserve water, with most of the state experiencing significant or critical drought levels as brush fires continue to burn across some areas. State officials have elevated the central and northeast regions of Massachusetts to level 3 significant drought. while the western Connecticut River Valley and southeast regions have level 2 significant drought status, the Cape and Islands are the only part of the state that remain at normal drought levels. There are currently 47 active wildfires across the state. This year's fire season has lasted longer because of the dry conditions. Since the start of the fire season, there have been over 584 wildfires burning over 1,300 acres. Level 2 and 3 drought levels require detailed monitoring of drought conditions, close coordination among state and federal agencies, and technical outreach and assistance to the affected municipalities. The Drought Task Force will meet biweekly in the coming months to carefully monitor the drought. In the month of October, rainfall across the state mostly fell between 1/4 to 1.5 inches, with a few areas a little higher. Overall, rainfall is trending well below average. Well, just days after Massachusetts voted to do away with MCAS-based requirements for high school graduation, new guidance was shared by the state outlining what the change will soon look like. The Associated Press reporting that 59% of the state voted yes on ballot question 2 on Tuesday. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education claims the earliest we could see the requirement change in some districts could be as early as December 5th. A letter from the state claims that students scheduled to take the exam in November can meet graduation requirements through MCAS. The Massachusetts Teachers Association campaigned in favor of the ballot question for months. Supporters say districts will now oversee the certification of students based on statewide curriculum standards provided by the state. Department of Elementary and Secondary Education claims that the state will be issuing certification guidance to districts in the near future. No injuries reported yesterday when a piece of a floating pier crashed onto a marina in Boston, crushing at least one boat. Happened at Boston Harbor Shipyard and Marina in East Boston on Marginal Street at about 11 o'clock yesterday morning. Officials said the piece was being lifted by a crane when the crane's strapping gave way, sending it onto a wooden dock. A boat named Bobby Days was seen partially submerged and crushed under the dock. Some fuel leaked into the harbor, and a hazmat team was brought in to contain it. The barge weighs about 5 tons. The crane that had been hoisting the pier is too damaged to lift again, so crews are preparing to bring in another crane to finish the job. State, Boston Police, and Fire, Massport are all investigating, and OSHA says it is aware of the incident. Judge Beverly Cannoni, already presiding over one of Massachusetts' most closely watched murder cases, is no longer in charge of another. Cannoni had been presiding over the murder case against Brian Walsh, the Cohasset man accused of killing his wife Anna, as well as the controversial Karen Reed case, which is slated for retrial next year. A court spokesman confirming yesterday that Judge Diane Frenieri is now presiding over the Walsh case. Last month, Brian Walsh was being held without bail on charges including murder and misleading an investigation, made a brief appearance before Cannoni in court, where she allowed the case to be continued to December 2nd, so the defense team would have more time to review the large amount of evidence in the case. The Walsh case is one of the most high-profile murder cases in the area in recent years. Anna Walsh was first reported missing just a few days into 2023, and as the search for her grew more desperate, her husband Brian began facing charges. He was first charged with misleading police and eventually murder. He's pleaded not guilty to all charges. 39-year-old mother of three's body was never recovered. Prosecutors alleged that Brian killed her in their Cohasset home early New Year's Day, dismembered her body, and discarded it in the trash. The case officer in the Walsh murder investigation was Massachusetts State Trooper Michael Proctor, the trooper who also managed the John O'Keefe murder investigation and was suspended without pay for his unprofessional conduct that came to light in Karen Reed's trial. Prosecutors have already announced that Proctor will not testify in the Walsh trial. The Wollaston Post of the American Legion recently donating $6,000 to the Quincy Police Working Dog Foundation. The funds will be used to offset the financial costs that canine handlers face after their dogs retire. The Quincy Police Department has 14 canine teams that perform services including narcotics and explosives detection, searching for missing persons, and apprehending suspects. Recently, Quincy Police canine handlers Stephen DeBillis and Bill Murphy, with their dogs Coda and Drago, accepted that donation from Lieutenant Charles Fazio of the Wollaston American Legion Post number 295. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was down a fraction. The NASDAQ rose 285, and the S&P is up 44. European markets are higher. Asian shares mixed after the Fed cut interest rates again to ease pressure on the U.S. economy. The dollar and the euro were down. Oil at $71 a barrel. In sports, Bruins beats Calgary 4-3 in overtime. And they'll be hosting Ottawa tomorrow night at 7. Tonight, Celtics host the Brooklyn Nets at 7:30. Patriots in Chicago Sunday at 1 against the Bears. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny and breezy, high of 63. Clear and cold tonight, lows drop to the low 30s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, high only 53. Sunday, mainly cloudy, at a high of 58, could be some showers Sunday night into early Monday morning, but a high Monday back up into the upper 60s. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet, west winds 10 to 15, but gusts to 30, and a high tide at 3:57 p.m. Sunrise 6:26, sets at 4:28. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, November 8th.